Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really cutting through the noise around artificial intelligence, specifically for creative businesses like yours.
Yeah.
We've got this stack of sources from your own TQ AI adoption project, and we're boiling it down, getting you the absolute best insights, the key takeaways for TQ Group on how you can, well, not just survive, but really thrive with AI.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is that the big question isn't if AI is coming, it's already here. It's how do you actually use it?
Yeah.
You know, how do you get that competitive edge? We're moving past the general hype,
right,
and into the practical stuff that matters for your business.
Absolutely. So yeah, our mission today, give you the ultimate TLDR on AI adoption. We've got some surprising facts, some really actionable strategies. So what's the blueprint look like for integrating AI into a creative agency the right way? Okay, let's unpack this.
Okay.
So these sources, they make it pretty clear AI is fast becoming a cornerstone. It's kind of like digital synthesizers back in the day.
Or even cameras, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Things that people dismissed at first.
Exactly. And then they became industry standards. So for TQ Group, the reports basically map out three paths. There's a conservative niche that's like purely human-led work.
Mm-hmm. Sticking to what you know.
Then the total opposite, a radical pivot, maybe selling your own AI tools.
Which is a big leap.
A huge leap. And then there's the moderate integration path. And that's the one flagged as, you know, the most likely, the most pragmatic.
And this moderate integration is exactly where this Centaur model really starts to make sense.
Ah, right. The half human, half AI idea.
Sort of. It's skilled human operators, your team, directing the AI tools.
Yeah.
Like giving them superpowers, basically.
Right.
And the core functions of AI for creative work, what the sources really zeroes in on, it boils down to two things. Scale.
Okay.
Producing more faster.
Mm-hmm.
And tailor.
Tailor. Me.
Creating really personalized content for specific audiences, you know, with remarkable precision.
Okay. That leads to a really critical point then. If AI is doing all that heavy lifting, scalar, tailor, what makes the human indispensable?
Right.
And according to your sources, it comes down to, well, three main things. Exceptional good taste. Crucial.
Being relentlessly in touch, like really knowing the audience.
Yeah, having that pulse.
And strong organizational leadership.
Yeah.
Guiding the team through all this change.
Exactly. The sources are clear. AI cannot mimic that, you know, that deep cultural understanding,
yeah,
that empathy you need for stories that genuinely connect. There was actually one case study in the TQ project. An editor caught this tiny visual thing in an AI ad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something that could have totally bombed with a key demographic. A human eye caught it.
Wow.
And here's a number for you, one deliverable. It points to a staggering 5x cost reduction.
Five times?
Yeah, something like 80% cheaper across different content formats when you integrate AI smartly. Just imagine the resources that frees up, right, for the really cool human-led creative work.
But okay, it can't be all sunshine and huge cost savings, can it?
Yeah.
No, definitely not. The legal side, the ethics, generative AI is still, well, it's a gray area.
Yeah.
Very much so.
You see things like the New York Times versus OpenAI lawsuit, right?
Mm.
That highlights these big debates around data scraping. Is it plagiarism?
Exactly. And that brings up a really important question for you. How do you actually move forward responsibly when things are still so uncertain? The framework suggests, well, obvious things first. Clear human oversight, always.
Right. Humans in the loop.
Always. And transparency with clients.
Yeah.
A plain English AI policy so everyone knows what's what. And really focusing on quality over quantity. Avoiding what they call AI slop.
AI slop. I like that.
Yeah, just churning out low quality stuff. The biggest immediate risk, honestly, it's probably reputational damage from being careless. Plus, beyond that, the whole IP landscape for AI stuff is still evolving. The sources really push having clear contracts from the start.
Okay, so get the internal house in order first. Ethics, legal, oversight.
Yep.
But then we also need to look outward, right? Because AI isn't just changing how we work.
No, it's changing how people find stuff. Period.
Exactly. It's fundamentally shifting how your audience even finds your content.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing this huge move from SEO, search engine optimization,
which we all know,
to something called AEO, answer engine optimization.
Right. And if you connect that dot, AI powered search, it's starting to just give direct answers.
Instead of just links.
Instead of just a list of blue links. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, the goal kind of shifts. You need to become the source for that AI answer.
Ah, okay. So you want the AI to quote you.
Precisely. And that means building real topical authority,
right,
writing content that directly answers the questions people are asking, prioritizing EAT.
Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, trust, still key.
Still absolutely key. And using structured data smartly behind the scenes in your content.
All right. So practicalities. How do you actually do all this? What tools should TQ Group be looking at?
Well, the sources audited a few and recommended a kind of core tool set to start. Something like Gemini or ChatGPT for the heavy lifting text and reasoning tasks. Midjourney seems to be the go-to for those really wow images.
Right, the impressive visual stuff.
Yeah. For video, maybe VO3 or Kling are emerging. And Suno for generating royalty-free music quickly.
Gotcha. So a bit of a toolkit there.
Exactly. But the guiding principle for the workflow, it always comes back to that Centaur model.
Human directing the AI.
Human creativity, human direction, AI power. And the practical tips from the project, things like get creative solving problems around AI's limits, because it still has them. Embrace the fact that it's all changing, like weekly. Be fluid.
Okay. Don't get too attached to one tool.
Definitely not. Demand evidence from the LLMs, fact check their outputs rigorously.
Wait, don't just trust it blindly.
Never. And maybe even leverage simple things like voice dictation for faster input. It's really about empowering your teams to do more ambitious, more impactful work, not just, you know, the repetitive stuff.
Wow, okay. That was quite the dive into these TQ project insights. So we've seen AI isn't just like another software tool.
Not at all.
It's more like a strategic partner, but one that absolutely demands human judgment, human creativity, adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
And that shift you mentioned from SEO to AEO, that alone feels like a total game changer for content strategy.
It really is. Mm. And ultimately, I think AI is here to scale imagination,
yeah,
not just volume.
Oh, that's the perfect way to put it. Scale imagination. I like that. So as you listening are thinking about your own journey with AI, what really stands out to you? Remember this takeaway. The most powerful asset you have isn't the AI model itself. It's your unique taste, your connection to your audience, and your willingness to actually guide this technology. Think about how you can use AI to make your human creativity shine even brighter, you know, not let it get overshadowed.